The Hyena and the Hawk, Echoes of the Fall, Book 3, by Adrian Tchaikovsky. Read by Kyla Garcia. Prologue. This is how they tell the story, that at the dawn of time, the people of the world lived in the first lands and knew peace, that amongst the people there were those who formed alliances with monstrous creatures and became the plague people, who set out to devour all the earth and sky, that the true people who were left were forced to flee, and that the three brothers, Owl, Bat, and Serpent, called down a great fire to guard their flight, creating the ocean, which forever protects against the plague people, and serves as a dark reminder of them. And the true people multiplied in this new land, and took many gods, each tribe taking its soul and its shape from the god it followed. In the north, the tiger and the wolf were constantly at each other's throat, while the bear slept and the eyrie hovered overhead. In the south, the serpent founded a great kingdom only to lose it to the pale shadow people, who we know to be the plague people's exiled cousins, who suborned their servants and cast them out. So the serpent came to the river Tzotek and brought civilization to the tribes there, and created the Sun River Nation. And in the middle, the plains tribes devoured one another, save for the horse who sought trade and travel instead of tooth and claw. And then one day, today, the plague people found them. They came with their wings and their hands of fire, and their rods that speak instant invisible death. They came with their iron boat and their flying ship. Most of all, they came with their terror, which robs the true people of their minds and their ability to change shape, and makes them only animals. Who will lead the true people against their ancient enemy? Manye Manytracks, daughter of Wolf and Tiger, and champion of the North, who discovered the plague camp in the plains where the horse once dwelled. Loud Thunder of the Bear, who fought them on the northern coast and drove them into the sea. Asmin of the Sun River Nation, consort of the Khazra, and champion of the river, who has only now seen his country unified. Hesperik Essenskasi, priest of the serpent, who has seen human lifespans come and go, and is forced to seek allies in the worst of places, amongst the pale shadow. Vaynat, raider of the dragon, and Asmund's one-time slave. Shairi, daughter of the hyena with her own apocalyptic prophecies. Kalovela of the Hawk, who has kept hearth with one of the plague people, the little monster that the Eerie men captured long before the invasion. Warriors, champions, priests, and tribes from the cold north to the parched south muster against the threat of the plague people. This is how they told the story yesterday, today. Tomorrow is another matter, for the plague people are the death of all stories. Chapter 1. The grand farewell had already happened before the palace at Atahlan. The Khazra Tekumet, robed and masked, had stepped down from the daybreak throne into the view of 1,000 of her people, acknowledging their cries and benedictions with outstretched arms. Her message to them had been spoken by her chief priestess, Esumet of the Serpent, bland and reassuring. The news of what had happened out on the eastern plains would not have reached many ears. The people of Atahlan had listened to the second-hand words of their leader with all confidence. That would change soon enough, the newly named Asmin knew. Now he was at the docks, and a war barge was ready for him, a full complement of soldiers at his sole disposal. It was not the great army that the Sun River Nation could field, which was still being levied from every village along the river. Asmin would lead the expeditionary force to assess whether the world was just cracked or broken in two. He had on his new armor, segmented leather sewn with stone plates, edged in gilt. His Makan blade was freshly set with new obsidian teeth. He cut a splendid figure, if he said so himself, champion of the river and Khazrani of the nation. He was the man who had brought the iron wolves from the far north, had earned the favor of strange gods, and traveled with the messengers.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?